That's not my fault. It's not my fault. It is not my fault. Now, I put on a dress that I don't like, and I come into the living room, and people say, gee, that's an interesting dress. That's not my fault. Well, it's your fault. You put it on. You chose it. It's not my fault. Oh, yes, it's your fault. It's your opportunity to be yourself. You're the one who dresses yourself. We don't dress you. You're the one who chooses all the clothing you have in your closet and anything that you choose to wear from it. It's your choice. It's your fault. It's your decision. No, it is your fault. No. We say to ourselves, things are not our fault. Now, do we have the right to say that I'm a nice person? That Herb Byerly's a nice person. Yes, you do. You have a perfect right to say Herb Byerly's a nice person. He says it all the time. He says it all the time, and he knows it all the time, and he thinks it all the time, and he is it all the time. Now, when is Herb Byerly ever not a nice person? When you see him that way, when you think of him that way, it's not that he's not nice, it's you're not nice in your thinking. Because you're in charge of your thought, and you can think nice thoughts about Herb Byerly anytime you want. And you should think nice thoughts about Herb Byerly every time, because that's what Herb Byerly is thinking about himself. Now, if for some reason you think Herb just picked his nose, or Herb did this, or Herb did that, well, who did it? You did it. You, with your eyes, went right up into the nose and saw that he picked his nose, and you said, my goodness, that is crude. That is crass. That's ugly. Well, who says that? Who says that? When a baby is picking its nose, do you say it's ugly? No. You say it's the most natural thing in the world. When a baby sucks on his thumb, you say it's ugly? No. When a baby takes his toe and puts it in his mouth, you can't do that, ha ha ha. When a baby takes his toe and sticks it in his mouth and sucks on it, and do you say this ugly? No, you say, isn't that cute? Isn't that charming? Isn't that wonderful? Now, we have a bowl that I set on the floor next to my chair here because I wanted to make sure that when Rex eats the goodies that I give him from the table, he doesn't splatter them all over the floor. And when Sylvia brings a bowl of soup here and I give half of the bowl to Rex, he doesn't take the bowl and slop it all over the wall. He slops it all in the bowl and then he picks it up afterwards. But who is in charge of setting the table? Sylvia. Sylvia's in charge of setting the table at breakfast and lunch. And so, if at breakfast or lunch, the bowl is not in its right place, it's Sylvia who didn't put it there. No matter who moved it, it's Sylvia that didn't put it there, because sometimes Ingeborg takes things from the table and takes them to the sink. Is that correct? Sometimes Ingeborg takes the knives and forks and spoons and takes them to... Now, whose responsibility is it? Sylvia's. If these nice people help Sylvia with doing nice things around the kitchen, that's lovely. But it's Sylvia's responsibility. If anything is left on the table and somebody didn't bring it like they should have, like Sylvia thought they should have, Sylvia has to go and do it. Now, it's supper time. That's a whole nother cup of tea. That's called Ellen Jeremini. Ellen is the chef and the chief cook and bottle washer for a supper. Now, that Ellen gets a few people to help her wash the dishes, that's super. I mean, you know, that's a nice way to do it. She gets Rex to clean the plates off good so that they're all nice, and then she puts it in the dishwasher. It doesn't have to do another thing. But now, if the bowl next to my chair for Rex is not next to my chair, but out in the middle of the room, I'm just going to throw the food on the floor because somebody didn't put the bowl in the right place. Now, if I sit at my plate and there's no plate in front of me, I'll eat off my mat. In fact, I'll eat off my hands. I've taught you all how to do that. And we just do that. Now, who's responsible for the plates being in the right place, the knives and forks being in the right place, the bowl for Rex being in the right place? Who's responsible for the clothes we wear? Who?
I.
Exactly. Each of us alone is responsible for the clothes we wear. I did not go into each of your closets. I did not go into each of your closets to say, Ingeborg, this is what I want you to wear today. I don't want to wear that. I have some other choice. Ingeborg, this is what I want you to wear today, and this is what you're going to wear today. Ingeborg says, you're not my master. I am. Well, if I'm not your master, Ingeborg, then you better talk to your master, because your master says you're tired. Your master says you're sleepy sometimes. Your master says that you haven't got the strength and energy to do the things you want to do. You better get after that master, right? Mm. Right?
Right.
Right? Rex, right?
Yes.
So we better get after that master in us that is not expecting the best out of us. And each one of us can be the best that we can be, but we're not going to be the best that we can be if we go around proclaiming that other people are responsible for our choices. And that is so sad. I'm driving the car. I've been driving the car now some, 80 years, 85, 90 years, or maybe 100 years, or something like that, you know. And I have. And I'm still here. And my cars are still here. And I've been driving. Ellen thinks she's going to give me instructions on driving the car. She says, turn here. She says, I want you, we're going over to Costco. And I say, okay. And so she starts telling me how to go to Costco, as though I don't know where Costco is. And I know where Costco is, because inside of me, I've been there. The master inside of me knows the path. He knows the way. And sometimes he even takes a different way. And sometimes he even takes a different way to see if he can pick on Ellen and push her button. And it works. It works beautifully, because Ellen gets all of... Oh, we're going to Costco. We're going to Costco. You're supposed to turn here and turn there. I laugh inside of myself. And then if she persists, then I laugh out loud. And then if she persists more, I stop and I say, Ellen... I should say lovingly, but I say, shut up. Shut up. Be quiet. I'm driving. Ellen, would you like to drive? No. Well, then, please... Pay attention to what you do. Are you a passenger or are you the driver? I'm the passenger. Well, then, pay attention. Pay attention. Now, Ellen, your driving leaves a little bit to be desired in my book. And so as I watch you drive, I often think, oh, if she'd only do this, if she'd only do that, or if she wouldn't put the brake on so soon or so late, if she would, you know, not speed up or slow down. So, you know, we all have ideas about what we think other people should do in driving. Oh, if I were to ride with Sylvia, she never drives for me. She always has me drive. If I were to ride with her, I think I'd go mad. Because Sylvia surely drives quite differently from me. Or do you drive just like me?
Just like you.
Oh, what a princess. Oh, my God. I shall have to drive with you one day and see how wonderful I drive. Do you see? Do you see? Now, can you be strong in yourself to know the truth about yourself? Can you be strong in yourself to not say, it's not my fault? If you say it's not my fault any time, your button's been pushed. If you just do whatever you know is right for you to do, then there's no button pushing, and you're a happy camper. You're a happy person under all circumstances. Now, it's not my fault, smile. It's not my fault if I take food and dump it on the floor here because I think the bowl is down there. It's not my fault when Rex comes and slops the bowl of soup, especially tomato soup, up on the wall and stuff like that because the bowl isn't there to catch his edges. But you see, these things are all planned lovingly, beautifully, and so forth. Who is in charge? If the candle is not lit on the table at breakfast or lunch, whose fault is it? Please say something.
Sylvia's,
that's right. If the candle's not lit at supper time, whose fault is it?
Ellen!
If the candle's not lit when we're not here, whose fault is that? Ingeborg's, because she blows it out.
She said nobody.
Huh?
She said nobody.
You're a nobody. You blow the candle out. Isn't that nice? You don't want the candle to burn when nobody's around here. I mean, this is not some church sanctuary where votive candles are always burning, you know. Might be an interesting idea, but it's not. And so we love candles that we can see and enjoy. And when there's no one here to see and enjoy them, then we turn them off. So that's your job, Ingeborg, you know. And your you have a lot of jobs around here if you just accept them. And are you the master of them?
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am. Did you hear that, everybody? Hey, Ingeborg, did the master inside of you hear that?
Also, he says it.
He says it, or she says it. If I were you, I would say she says it. I don't know. You got a man inside of yourself that we don't know about, huh? something great. Maybe you call God he, huh? You can call God she, huh?
The invisible.
The invisible. You can call God she. That's okay. God doesn't have any qualms about male or female aspects, you know, because God is...
all.
That's right. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Now, can you stand up for this?
Yes.
Can you stand up for not saying it's not my fault, just saying, that's my choice. That's my choice. Now, this morning... Sylvie has not been making eggs for me for about a week or so, whatever it was. I don't know how long. Somewhere. And so for a week, she's out of practice. Totally out of practice. Well, this morning, she made me 2 fried eggs. Absolutely beautiful. Perfect on the bottom, perfect on the top, and perfectly salted and peppered, you know.
Oh, you're good.
Tasty. Delicious. No, shut up. Get big head here, you. But, but you see, she shouldn't do that. You know why she shouldn't do that? Because then I'll expect that all the time.
Yeah.
I'll expect it all the time. I know she can do it. And I know she can do it. And I know she's got the genius in her to make perfect scrambled eggs every time. Not scrambled eggs. Perfect fried eggs every time. Sunny side up. That's right. Sunny side up. Beautiful. Now, can she do it? Will she do it? Does she do it?
Yes.
Is she a perfect sunny side up egg?
Yes. Fryer?
Yeah, there you go.
And you see, it's not my fault. It is. To make a failure is our fault. To make a success is our fault. Whatever we choose to do, success or failure, it makes no difference. Now, while my talk was going this morning, I was cuddling Rex's head in my hands, and he just thought that was the greatest thing in the world. For over 30 minutes, he sat there and let me cuddle his head, because I played the talk 10 minutes, 3 times, and it was 30 minutes. And Rex just sat there and just soaked it up and just thought that was the most... Now, who is the creator of that?
Rex.
Rex. What did he do? He put his head...
In
the right place. Plus, what did he do with his eyes? He looked at you with those big brown eyes as much as to say, keep it up, keep it up. Don't ever stop. Don't ever stop. Now, who's the fault for him getting petted?
Me.
Who's the fault for him in having 30 minutes of petting?
Me.
Who's the fault of him for living with 4 of the most beautiful people on the face of the earth.
Me.
Yeah. And who's the fault for us having the most wonderful dogs and cats and critters in the world living here with us?
Me.
We are in charge. Just remember, take responsibility. You don't have to take blame. If you have done something incorrect, just say, I did that, and... I don't choose to do it again, or I did that and I choose to do it as often as I like to do it.
Yeah.
I choose to be a schnook, or I choose to be a crook, or I choose to be a nice person, whatever you want to be. And that's perfectly okay, but you are responsible. It is not my fault, smile. It's always our fault. Everything. It's your fault you got a perfect body. It's your fault you got a perfect mind. It's your fault you got a perfect complexion. It's your fault. Totally your fault. Not my fault. Because I don't see you with any body, with any mind, or with any complexion. I just see you pure white light of love shining out in my life as a reflection of me. And that is totally my fault.
Yeah.
I love you.
Love you.
I love you.
Love you.
I love you.
Love you.